Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right. Good morning, everyone. It's great to be on this morning. We're having trouble dialing in this morning, getting out here, but we're here and got a great show lined up. Got Dr. Doug Young here with me and Ms. Kendra Reagan, and we're going to be talking about some things going on over at the chamber and quite a few other things we've got going on here in and around. And I know we usually come up and maybe sometimes we even wander off on different subjects, but I know it's going to be a great show today. And today, again, once again, for the birthday recipient, we're going to let them, we're going to draw her name again, and they can come by the show Saturday night and pick up two tickets to get into our Lola Jean Dillon show. So we'll have that taken care of, and then I don't know for sure what we're going to do on the birthday and anniversary. I'm looking at a couple of things maybe to do, but we're going to try to keep that going. But with that, and we want, of course, want to welcome everyone in here where we come to you live and in living color on your radio dial, which hopefully is turned to 101.5 or 102.7. WTKY part of this, so, but I know sometimes our tire out moss doesn't work exactly right, and 101.5 seems like it's been vulnerable to squirrels or rats or something out there for a while, and windstorm, we may have had it blown over again, but we try to keep going, but we enjoy coming into your home each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock, and just sit back, relax, and enjoy yourself. And because we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the people that make this possible each day, especially since we have a chamber member here, and that is the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Program and all the fine folks that advertise on the show here. And so just remind everyone that, you know, tune in, listen to us, and call and tell your neighbors. And then if you really like what's going on, tell everyone to tune us in. Excuse me, for the rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And, the, of course, these shows are streamed online at the Dale Hall Horizon by date. So we've got lots of opportunities to keep up with all this great information that we have here each Thursday morning. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday at Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients through multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it's great to be here on this Thursday morning. It's a little nippy outside, so maybe just kind of cozy up next to the fireplace there to the warm morning cold heater and stay nice and warm. But, of course, before we get in with our guest today, I want to make sure to announce again, let everyone know that coming up Saturday night, we have our tribute to Miss Lola Jean Dillon again. And we finished a practice session last night, and if you don't make it to this one, you're really going to miss something. This show is really, really turning into something that's very, very neat with our local vocalists that are doing it, like everyone from Miss Beverly from over to the chamber. Miss Lisa Walker is doing some vocals. Mr. Charlie Goat, between putting in air conditioning, he's coming in and doing some. And Mr. Danny Kendall is playing in the band. We've got our band, part of them from Tompkinsville, Burksville, all around. And we've also got also singing. We have Miss Martha Hagen up in Cumberland County is coming down to join us. And then the Brimston Bluegrass Group, they've got a little set that they're doing where they have converted a couple of Lola Jean songs into bluegrass numbers, which is really, really interesting. If you've never heard the song "You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly" in a bluegrass version, you need to come hear that just for that. And then also, we've got Cherokee Upton and Alex McLaren are doing a little set at the end of a bunch of songs, of duets and solo numbers. So we've got that going on. So just tell all your neighbors, we'll have tickets here at the door and to come out. And then the next weekend, we have a free sacred music show, a concert, a gathering, and it's at 6 o'clock, and it's free next Saturday night. This coming Saturday night, admission is at $15, and so just come by, and we'll have tickets here at the door. Come in and get ready to be entertained. Well, folks, you're on.
Well, Thomas, good morning, and we don't really know where to start, but I think the big thing to start with is a new program like I have never seen before, and I've been around a while. I remember back a long time ago, we had a summer work program for students called CETA, and we could put kids to work at schools or nonprofits or other government agencies, but this one is completely different. This one allows young people to go to work in private businesses. And I have sitting beside me one person who is now working at the Chamber of Commerce on this program, and she is about our third or fourth one that we've had on this kind of program at the Chamber. And Kendra, you started off working through this thing at the high school. So what can you tell us about the program?
Well, tell us who she is first, sir.
I just did. This
you
is Kendra.
Kendra, you didn't.
Kendra Reagan. Kendra is a senior this year, will be graduating with this year's senior class, and she was a yearbook editor, and I think worked with the yearbook for four straight years, and that's the kind of person that we were wanting in the chamber, somebody with those kinds of skills. And already she's bringing some of those skills to full fruition, and this is her second day. So, Kendra, tell us about this program as you saw it develop at the high school.
This program was brought to us through American Job Center, and they come and talk to the seniors and I think some of the juniors, and they were hired from 14 to 24, so there's a variety of ages that you could get on. It's an 8-week program offering opportunity to individuals to help with skills and your future career plans, and it really tries to help kids get out in the workforce, and they pay you up to 8 weeks, and I think it's maybe $16 an hour.
Yeah,
$16
an hour. That's pretty good money. You got it.
And this year they're actually letting you kind of choose the path that you want to take. So I wanted to go to the chamber, and that's what we're trying to get, is these kids somewhere where they can learn and, you know, help them in the future.
And how about the businesses? How do they get on the list?
Well, we're trying right now to go through and get all the businesses, and we're going to try to send an email out, and we're really trying to get these businesses to pull these kids in. The businesses won't have to pay. It will be through the state. The state will pay the kids to work. We're just trying to get these businesses to take the kids in and try to show them and help them, and the kids will be getting paid.
And this time the kids are kind of going to be in the driver's seat. If you've ever watched The Voice on TV, you know, they've got several different contests there. The first one is to get the chairs to turn around. Then when the chairs turn around, it switches. Then the coaches have to compete for the pick as the coach for that person. Well, this program kind of works like that. We want to get these businesses signed up to agree to do to be a workplace and to provide a work experience for the kids, and then the kids are in the driver's seat. They look at that list and see where they want to work, and we feel like we'll get a lot of businesses in Clay County wanting to participate. As Kendra said, we'll be sending out a notice by email. We don't have everybody's email, so if you get a call, if you have a business in Clay County, and you get a call from the Chamber of Commerce wanting your email, it's us. It's not some scam of some kind. We want your email so we can communicate with you. When we get special announcements, we'd like to be able to send them out to all the businesses in Clay County. And we can't do that if we don't have your email address. Now, the work experience itself, if I understand this program correctly, it'll be for 8 weeks. And, yes, it pays well. They need to develop a work experience that these kids are looking for. We have kids that may want to be carpenters. So if we've got carpenters out there, they can go to work for 8 weeks, and the carpenters won't have to pay. That's the good news. The government will pay them. And if you have a business that say a store and you need somebody to work in that store this summer, if you've got some people majoring in business in high school and may want to go on to school in business, then you can develop a work experience program for them. It's a real simple process that we'll be mailing out. It's got one of these QR things that I really don't understand. You scan with your phone, and it takes you to a form you fill out. But if you don't know how to do that, like I don't know how to do that, if you'll contact us at the chamber, we'll get you signed up. And the high school, Miss Amy and Miss Brooke and those folks out there are getting the kids signed up. Now, this is 14 to 24. Age 14 to 24. That's just about everybody in high school.
Well, now, are there the qualifications? You got to be breathing and walking.
That's it. That's it. There's no other qualifications.
No income thing or anything.
No,
I can't see the thing usually.
All the students are eligible, and that's different.
Well, now, do you have to be a student?
No. It goes through age 24.
That's what I was thinking.
So you could be a college graduate.
A doctorate degree.
Yeah. And they help pay for your schooling. They'll help pay if you want to go back to school. Some of the program will help pay for your schooling if you want to go further on.
Very good.
And it's just full of really good things for kids. So we're excited about it, and the high school is working hard to get all those kids signed up, and we're going to work hard to get our businesses in Clay County signed up for this. And if you have any question that we've not answered here this morning, just give us a call at 243-3338, and we'll do all we can to answer your questions or refer you on to the American Job Center, and they can answer your questions.
Okay, now then, Kendra. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, I know you're right now a high school senior. Your plan, some of the skills that you have that makes you a worthy candidate in this.
Well, like, I'm fixing to go to college soon, and I wanted something where I could make a little bit of extra cash before I went, and I'm wanting to go to Ball State and be a radiology technician. And when I found out about this program, I had a job, and it was paying minimum wage, which most workers around here get paid $7.25.
Right.
And I found out about this program, and it's 8 weeks, or they pay you up until you make, there's the $4,000 is the cutoff line. So after you make $4,000, that's when they cut you off. And I thought, well, this will give me a head start, this will give me help for this summer coming up, and I'm really excited about this program. They put me where I wanted to be, and I get to do my creative ideas, and still, I work 5 days a week, and I'm getting the hours in, and even if it's 25 hours a week, and even if you don't get the 24 hours a week, they'll push it on so you can until you get that $4,000.
Okay.
They want to make sure that they get you get all your money. They don't want to waste no money. And if you have a job that you already have and you're not wanting to change anything, but you only have a short time before you're like me and go to college, if you bump up your title or if they call you a different, if you go under a different title, then the state can then pay you. So let's say you work at the barbecue, for instance, and you're getting paid this, and you want to go, and you're fixing to leave soon in about 8 weeks, something like that, then you can get, let's say they want to change your title to maybe you're a cook and they want to up you to a manager, waitress, or something like that, changing your title, then they can pay you the $4,000, and it's every 2 weeks.
Okay, now, what skills do you bring?
I am very creative. I like to do the online. I love technology, so I'm big on the computers, and my communication skills, I think, is probably one of my best features about me. I've been working on people. I started working my freshman year in high school, and I've always been good with communicating with people. With the yearbook, I've always had to communicate with people. My photography is also one of my big things. I'm taking pictures for 4 years for the high school, and I've always loved it.
Are you good with Photoshop? And
Yeah. Where we do the yearbook, and now we use Canva a lot of times, and I'm using Photoshop now, working for the chamber.
Okay, now, I asked Dr. Younger, is there a continuation on this where next summer this could also be a summer job for you as a second trip in?
Hopefully this program will continue. Yeah. The going on to school is interesting. I don't think they've really got all the bugs worked out of that. I know that one of the people that we had in our office that was able to go on to school and work to, her windshield wipers tore up, and they repaired her windshield wipers on her car because they feel like you've got to get back and forth to work.
Well, that is kind of a requirement.
Yes.
To be there every day.
Yes.
Okay, now, how do you feel about it? You know, you're now obligated to show up and put the hours in, and has that cramped any other things you try to do?
No, not really. I mean, I've always made sure that work comes first. My whole entire high school life, I've made sure work comes first. And, I mean, I love my job. There's stress that comes with it, and there's a lot, but it's all worth it in the end, and it's really getting... It's showing me what it's like to be in the workforce and what comes for my future.
Okay, let me add about on the education side of that. Are you allowed to say, like, if you're taking whatever it is, you know, the number of required classes you need to graduate, and you have, you know, lots of time at school where you filled in with underwater basket weaving or something like that, does that allow you to gain high school credit for this as being a student during that time, or is that just totally something different on that? You know, used to we had the co-op program, you know, where you'd go to school a half a day or, and then you'd work on in a factory or a store or something for half a day.
We have a work-based program. We have a work-based in the morning, and then that's the kids that go to the K-8 to teach, and they do that. And then we have a work-based in the evening, and it starts at 12:45. And after 12:45, we can leave to go to our job site. So that's what I'll be doing, is I'll be leaving at 12:45 to go to the chamber.
Okay, that's what I was getting at. That you're still putting these hours in, basically the same hours you would be if you were sitting over at the high school taking a fill-in class, and now you're preparing yourself for moving on and getting ready and getting some money to start school with.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go a little bit different on your education. How many hours do you have already before you enter?
I think you have to have 22. I think that's the recommendation. Like, I think that's it. I think I have 24, and then I've taken 7 college classes. So I get college credits for those. But my junior year, I took almost all college classes.
I know you can. I think you can earn up like 42 hours of college work now while you're still in high school. And that's
an associate degree.
Yes, it is. And I think that's a program somewhere I know that's floating around about this associate's degree when you graduate from high school. I don't know how that's coming along, but I know that Mr. Mike over there, we've talked a little bit about that. That may still be in the planning process, whereas high school seniors can graduate with a diploma and also an associate's degree. So that's something to look forward to. Well, let's take a little short break, and I will read off our birthday and anniversary list today. It's not a real long one, but it looked like a good one. Bonnie and Larry Denton out in the Pine Hill area are celebrating a wedding anniversary, and we wish them a happy birthday. Miss Remington Browning celebrating a birthday, and Mr. Christy Beasley celebrating a birthday. Anna McLaren Eisenberg and Stephen Redhill Strong has got a birthday today. So we'll wish all those folks a happy birthday. And here toward the end of the show, we'll have someone in there that'll be able to come by Saturday night and watch the show with the tickets they can pick up at the door. And with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity, and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. It's great to be back here on air. We've had some good conversation while we were just sitting here. Okay, now, what about our program? Have we covered that pretty good?
We covered that one well, Thomas.
Okay, and you're getting ready to graduate, going to Ball State. And is that over there a 2-year program, or can you keep advancing on and go over like to Tech or Middle or somewhere like that, do some
What I'm doing is a 2-year program, and then I'll get into, well, it's 2 years, and then I'll get into the radiology program, hopefully. I'll get into the radiology program. And then if I wanted to move on, some of them classes like A&P, A&P2, microbiology, if I wanted to go further on and be a radiologist, I would then have those out of the way.
You have that out of the way and ready to. Okay, radiology school, do you know where we have any certified radiology? Does Tennessee Tech have that, or would that be a specialized?
I was looking, and I'd probably have to go to Nashville to be a radiologist.
Okay. I know that my nephew, he is just graduated from Tennessee Tech, and he's done some postgraduate work on this. I think it's called infusion, where you keep the heart beating while they're operating on it, and which is, I think is kind of interesting. But I know he had to go to, David Lipscomb to do the program down there. So, you know, there are places to keep going. And, you know, of course, when you start in the medical field, a whole lot of the young men that get in the nursing field, you know, some of them wind up doing 5 or 6 years of education and come out in a specialized field. But this can be the beginning of just about anything, any way you want to go with it, can't it?
Yeah.
You just help
them. This summer program, Thomas, when you grow up in a rural area, you don't come in contact with a lot of different vocations. It's a lot better now than it was when you and I were in high school. I think when I graduated from high school, I thought an engineer drove a train. And because I didn't come in contact.
They did drive to Livingston back years ago. They never did come to Fort Island.
We didn't come in contact with people very often that went on to school and did other things. I didn't know what an architect did and a lot of those different vocations. And Kendra working in the chamber, she's going to come into contact with lots of different vocations. She's liable to change her mind 4 or 5 times before she gets through with us down at the chamber because she's going to come into contact with so many different vocations. And these kids in this work experience program this summer, it's just as important to find out, hey, I just thought I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
I don't really want to do that with the rest of my life. And nothing could be worse, I don't think, than to get into a vocation that you hate.
Yeah.
I think you and I both enjoyed our jobs and just kind of felt guilty once a month when they gave us a paycheck.
Well, I never did feel too guilty. But, you know, and along with that, you know, and I know you probably agree with this, too. When we had the garment industry here that was just flowing, and we had lots of folks working in the garment industry that were making as much or more than the college graduates around here. And I know as an education system, we kind of fell into a trap where we were turning out college students and people to work in the garment industry. And then all at once, we had to make a great big change in education here because, you know, we had kind of, you know, we had the vocational school and kind of direct folks toward vocational things, but we really didn't force those things like we do now in working on them. But, you know, that was one of the good things that happened. And that's maybe the only good thing that happened with the closing of the garment industry here in this area. And that was it forced people to back up and look at how they were educating their young people.
Well, a lot of jobs now make more than a college education.
Right.
I know that the summer of my 8th grade year, my dad and I were working for his brother in Nashville building houses. And we framed several houses. And the last one of the summer before school started back, my dad turned me loose to frame. And I had learned enough to frame that house from scratch, from the foundation up, except the rafters. He had to help me cut the rafters. I hadn't caught on to that yet and still don't today.
Well, that's Miss Grace's fault for not teaching you
probably so.
The geometry and the trigonometry involved in the angles and things and getting it done right.
My point is there's a lot of different ways to learn. On-the-job training is certainly one of them. And then we have, our kids have an opportunity to go to TCAD, and they have so many programs over there. And then they have the opportunity to go to Ball State and Tennessee Tech. So there's all kinds of opportunities here. and the on the job training, and that's what this work experience program is. It's on the job training and to get them cranked up and working.
Okay, now which branch of the river we're going to take now?
All right, let's head off and talk just a minute about the Chamber of Commerce. You know, I've been down here several times. We've always intended to talk about this, and it seems like we never have time because we've got too many other things to talk about. But let's talk a little bit about the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce in Clay County is governed by the workforce, by the Economic and Community Development Board. And that board, back in several months ago, had a planning forum along with some other boards and other agencies in government. This planning forum we have every year, and we come up with the goals for the Chamber of Commerce for the coming year. And this year the goals that they came up with was to work with unemployment, because we are a distressed county, and when you're a distressed county, the reason you're distressed is you have a high unemployment rate. And if you can take care of that, then you'll get off of the distressed list. And we want to get off the distressed list. There are some advantages of being on that distressed list as far as grants are concerned, but we want to get off and see if we can't head in a little different direction there. And so we're doing all we can to get people jobs. Now, we have Jimmy Stevens coming out once a month to get an appointment. If you have a disability of about any kind, and he'll work with you to see if he can't find you some employment. Then we have a guy named Brad Little. Brad is with Tennessee Labor and Workforce Development Department, and he'll be there at the same time Jimmy is, once a month. I think that's the first Monday of the month, and he'll be working trying to help people find jobs. So let us know if you need that kind of help. Now, we also have under Kenny Donaldson's leadership a workforce development committee, and they meet monthly, and a lot of the folks who are from those different agencies that help find jobs attend that meeting on a monthly basis, because nowadays we can Zoom. We have some of those folks who Zoom it in. That means they're on live TV, and they can give their reports that way. And we're working very hard at the Chamber to find jobs for people and put people to work. In addition to that, another goal that was established in this planning forum was small business retail development. We have a grant now, a workplace development grant, and our tourism director has had training, and she is now a facilitator, and she can teach classes. She's already taught several classes on a particular destination marketing program, and she will I think she's got enough money left to be able to teach several more and develop web pages and how to operate those web pages for the folks in the area. I think that's for the Chamber of Commerce members. And if you're interested in that, just let Beverly know, and she'll be trying to set up another class, I understand, in the near future. And that's over a $2,000 deal. And all it costs to join the Chamber is $50 a year. So if you're a Chamber member, you get a $2,000 deal back right there, not counting all the advertisement that you get. I might mention that as far as funding goes, if you can be a member of the Chamber of Commerce for as little as $50 a year, and that's the lowest dues around. I don't think any of the counties are down that low. 100% of that money goes into promoting Clay County. None of it goes into salary. Now, we have some extra money at the chamber now because my wife and I work down there every day, and we don't take a salary out of there, so that leaves us a little extra money in the budget that we can spend on promoting Clay County. And so it must be working, because last year the visitor expenditures was up, I think, about 14%. Set a record. That's the highest it had ever been. Those numbers are determined by the Tennessee Department of Tourism, and something's working out well there. So the other goal was to work with tourism, and we have a tourism grant now that for the first time we've been able to have a tourism director, and that's Beverly, and Beverly is working hard in several different directions right now. If you're a business person, you hadn't heard from Beverly, you will, because she's getting around here. And so those are the three goals for this past year, and we are trying to assist the community in getting some more organizations going. This year, we were successful in assisting Derek Scott in getting a new organization going. It's a horseback riding club. And last account I had, I think he had over 60 members in that organization. So if we have listeners out there who would like to get some kind of an organization going, get in contact with us, and we'll do all we can to assist you in doing that. This can be a planning kind of organization, or a specific person, or a specific task kind of organization. Like if you want a fly casting club, I'm sure that we can get Paul to gear it up and put a club together for that.
Okay, let's take a little short break here and kind of catch our breath for a minute. And I know that lots of things going on, and we mentioned our tourism. Of course, we know that we are a tourist attraction, and I don't know the statistics that are out there. I guess looking at all the other communities around here that have lots of tourists coming in, like in Pickett, and of course up in Fentress with the national park and all those kind of things. And based on the number of visitors that we have, the percentage of them what percentage they spend outside of the specific place where they're going. And, that is the big thing that we really need here. We know they're coming to the lake, but we need them to be stopping here. And, to do that, we got to have to give them a reason to stop. And we know all of these things. But, I know you mentioned the horse club, and I think you mentioned the number 60, and that just came up so that they had a little event over there the other day, and they had 60 participants in that.
Yeah.
30 riders and 30 horses. And they took off up the dividing ridge. But we'll be right back in a minute.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big-box store with its thousands of items, but with a small-town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through
Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, serving you from the heart, restoring dignity, and rekindling home. Salina Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehabilitation services as well as outpatient therapy for people in the community in order to be able to return home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients to multiple levels of care, including skilled respite. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator at 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Is back. See, that comes with all of my training, being having a degree in the English language and literature. So, but we are back, and Dr. Young's here, and Beverly's still here, and Beverly. Beverly, have you enjoyed yourself so far? Well, now, Dr. Young, I guess you maybe have a couple more things to say.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about some grants that we're working on right now. We just had Easter vacation, and I know that Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg were just full of people, and I have a feeling that most of those people go to Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg nowadays. They're not going there to see the mountains. Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg has become a destination. And what we have as a goal now is not to turn Salina into Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge, because we know that that'd take a long time to accomplish. But we would like to make Salina and the rest of Clay County a destination, so that when people come to the lake, they find something to do in the community while they're here, and then that gives them a reason to want to come back to Dale Hollow Lake next year instead of going to Center Hill or some other lake. So we want to try to get a lot of things going on. And if you have an idea of a festival or something like that you'd like to get going and that you'd like to head up, then come by the chamber and talk to us, and we'll see if we can help you get some funding, seed money to get something like that started. Now,
I would like to have some help on something like that. If any of the folks in the community neighborhood, we have a great, great, great draw here, and that is Mr. Bud Garrett, who was a primitive blues singer, and a Bud Garrett Blues Festival, something like that. And, you know, there are just lots of things here that we need to capitalize on, that we need more than just a few people working on them to put them together. And that's one of the things that I know it is kind of a problem sometimes to get enough volunteers to pull things together. And I know everyone talks about Granville. Well, I know, and that is a very, very successful thing. But I believe the last thing I heard was that they had over 400 signed up volunteers down there working when they need them.
And a lot of those folks are from out of state. And they plan their time off from work around going to Granville and working.
Well, you know, and with our boat docks here for so many years, our resorts, we had a thing where folks came back here for two or three generations. The same families came back to the same place here on Dale Holloway. And, you know, and I think our family vacationers now are a whole lot more adventurous, that they don't want to come back every year, but, you know, if you can get them back ever so often, but, and give them that reason. But, you know, those old traditional folks that came by here every year from Ohio, Michigan, that's kind of a thing of the past now.
You know, some people might say, well, why doesn't the Chamber of Commerce do this, that, or the other? Well, we're pretty short on staff, but we've got a whole lot going on to administer some of these grants. Takes a lot of time.
Yes.
We have this three-star grant right now that we're working on, and that's going to take a lot of time. The placemaker grant takes a lot of time. The first lady got in contact with Mayor Reagan and provided a fantastic park for Hermitage Springs, and that takes a lot of time. We meet with them every Monday at 10 o'clock, and we're going to have to spend several days over there working with them on that project. We've got
Do you remember the date of the big day down there where everybody gathers in time?
I've got it in my calendar. The chamber's got several days that we've got to get down there. And we've got a tourism grant that makes it possible for us to have a tourism director. We've got a marketing grant that makes it possible for us to, on that grant, the advertising we do has to be 50 miles away or farther. And but that allows us to reach out on that. We've got a TVA grant that provides money for us to upgrade our equipment in the office. Twin Lakes provides a grant for us to help out with office expenses. We've got a unique grant right now we've had about three of the downtown grants. And this last round of downtown grants from the state, we only had two businesses that wanted to apply for it, and they didn't give us a grant this time. Now, some of the buildings downtown have changed hands, and hopefully in the next round, we'll be able to get that grant back and do something there. But the city mayor and the city alderman stepped up to the plate, and they're providing a grant now to the businesses that are outside the area that has been eligible for grants in the past. And so we're working with them now. There's eight businesses outside the area that's been eligible for grants in the past, and they're doing the same facade grant that we did in the cities that they weren't eligible for before. So we've got those grants going. Right now we're working at over $1 million worth of grants. Now we won't get all of them, but we'll get our share of them. But it takes a lot of time to get all that kind of thing done. So if you're out there and you'd like to step up the plate and volunteer to do an event of some kind or get some kind of an organization up and running, give us a call and we'll jump in there and help you make that happen. Oh, one other thing that I see on my list here that I was about to overlook, this has been one that you and I both attended the initial meetings years ago. And now it's become a reality, the National Scenic Byway. That's the byway from the Cumberland Gap to the Cumberland River. We are at the end of that, and we think that we need to make some hay out of that. We need to be looking at Salina as a river town, and we've got a grant to move in that direction. You know, we used to have logs that came from 50 miles away down the Obie River to the Cumberland River, and then they're put together here and floated on to Nashville. Well, Salina at that time was a center of commerce, as was Butler's Landing. And so we want to look at being able to celebrate the historical significance of the rivers and the impact that they've had on Clay County.
You know, there's lots of information on that, and a lot of the economic things that you see on that, and you look at, you know, when we had the wharfs down there and the warehouses, the hotels, all the businesses down there, and it was amazing how many tons of this, how many barrels of that, how many chickens. You know, you do know that poultry was the number one export up the river here many, many years ago. Now we're exporting them by truck up the river. But the Cumberland Byway, like I said, you and I have been involved in that in a long, long time. And there's a project going on there now that I know that Mr. Mark Dutton is in charge of, that they are working on, I think, about a 30-minute video promoting that will be shown on the national educational TV stations all over the United States. And I do know that some of us folks here in the county have been kind of featured a little bit in that. I think they've got two or three or four shots of my green truck driving in and out of town. But I know something that he's really working hard to promote, get signs up, and I know a lot of people are aware of it now, and that they are coming through here because they do have a website up that will direct you to start here, either here at Salina, up at the Cumberland Gap, and come this way. And I know they're looking at things like a way to have an official opening of it here one of these days to get all the politicians involved. So, we do know those are going on. And like I said, it's kind of makes you feel good to know that it only took them about 8 or 10 years to finish up what we got started. But it was a long process, but it finally made it.
Well, one thing that they recently provided, you may have seen some of them around the county, and that's the blue trash cans that are bear-proof. Those were provided to us at no cost. Beverly saw that opportunity and jumped on it and got those things, and so we've got those scattered around. And I think that as we move on through this scenic byway, we're going to become more and more of a destination, and we'd like to attract some folks who might want to come here and put in a business on the river. We need to be able to have a kayaking outfit down that river, and we need to have a pontoon outfit that can go down the river. And right now the spring flowers are beginning to bloom and go all the way down to Granville and back or somewhere.
Float down the river and kind of look at the bluff. You go down by the Seven Sisters there and see the hole up in the wall, and you tell the folks, hey, Daniel Boone spent the winter there one winter.
And he did.
Yes, he did.
And on the way down there, if you had one of the students this summer talking about the history of that river, starting out with the maybe before the Creeks and the Cherokee were in here, and Shawnee, I believe, was the other group. But anyway, there's just so much history up and down that river. Then there's the flowers. Then in the fall, there's the fall colors. And then the fishing is just unbelievable. On one of the Wish You Were Here programs that's on Channel 22, they had they caught a 53-pound white bass within the site of the city limits. And so the fishing is I live on the river, and I seldom see a fisherman going down that river. And, man, they need to be fishing it, and they're not doing it.
Well, it looks like we're about to run out of time, believe it or not. But they throw me out a number between 1 and 5, but now don't say 7.
1 and what?
1 and 5.
Oh.
I've got these all
Kendra?
On.
Kendra?
Number 3. Look like Bonnie and Larry Denton have won the tickets. So if you want to come to watch the show Saturday night for free, come by here and take care of it. And we'll take care of you then. And with that, I guess it's about time that we check the doors here to this place and get everything put back where it's nearly supposed to be and get ready for our show Saturday night. And just don't forget about that. We'll have some tickets here and just come out and have a big time. It's going to be a great show. And with that, like I said, we got things put up. And we'll just say, may the good Lord bless and keep you. And until then, good day, Clay County.